In 2009, St. Bernard Parish resident Elizabeth Richardson was the victim of extreme violence. She feels blessed to be alive, though she still grieves for her daughter, India Mahoney, who did not survive.
He came in at 5:30 in the morning, and he shot me in the face 3 times. And my 18-year-old daughter was killed that morning, point blank. And then this man left the house and locked the door and went off like nothing happened.
The perpetrator of this crime, who is now in prison, was Elizabeth's own husband. Though the attack was a shock, with hindsight, she says, there were signs that serious trouble was brewing in her home. In fact, she'd even sought help before at the St. Bernard Battered Women's Program.
When I met with them, they explained to me about being a battered woman. And I'm like, oh, I don't fit that. But I fit it. I fit it very well, and I didn't believe it because I didn't want to see myself as a victim.
That's just one of the challenges to addressing this incredibly personal, often complex issue. But for those in need, the nonprofit St. Bernard Battered Women's Program offers resources from legal consulting to financial assistance to physical shelter. It's aimed at helping women make the best decisions for themselves, whether they're suffering from emotional abuse or in danger of domestic homicide, as in Elizabeth's case. Here's program director Gail Galland.
A lot of times when women do come into shelter, they enter the shelter at different points in their life. Some of them will hit the streets running. They'll know, okay, I have to get a job, I have to get an income in order for me to move myself on and my family on. But some other women come, it might take them 1 or 2 weeks to even get to that point.
Though the shelter is based in St. Bernard, its services are available to anyone in need, serving women and children from across the region. Lately, the numbers of those in need have been on the rise, which Galland attributes in part to woes ranging from recent hurricanes to the economy to the BP oil spill. These have all upped the stress levels in many households, leading to arguments and worse.
And those arguments are escalating to where before it might have just been pushed under the rug or something like that, but they are escalating to the point where women and children are seeking help to get out of their situations.
That's why, even though it's painful, Elizabeth is committed to sharing her story, speaking out to let others who may be suffering in silence know that resources like the St. Bernard Battered Women's Program are available to help them.
After this happened to me, I found out that several of my very, very close friends were battered women. And they had been living with batterers, and these were the people that we sat down to the barbecue with and had fun with and went to games with. And when this happened, now suddenly, you know, it's like the covers are off.
Learn more about the St. Bernard Battered Women's Program at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.